The state's cash cushion has been growing smaller since the last legislative session, largely because of declining revenues from natural resource extraction and lower tax collections. State Finance Chair Lou Jones says the cushion has become so small, lawmakers are looking at the current budget to help plump it back up.
We're asking the agencies to step up and help us find some dollars to deal with this current cash flow crisis.
As an incentive to participate, Jones says the agencies will be assured they'll get some of their budget back for fiscal year 2019.
So 30%, if you give $1,000, then your base in 2019 will be increased $333. That way they're not experiencing a reduction in their base by stepping forth and helping us solve this issue.
But if they don't?
If they do not do this, then they will not have the opportunity to have their base increased in 19. So it's both a carrot and a stick.
That'll take place before a joint meeting of the House and Senate committees charged with crafting the state budget. Representative Nancy Balance chairs the House Appropriations Committee.
What we're expecting is that they'll either come in and say, we have nothing to give you, or we've looked and we have $20,000 to give you.
Both Balance and Jones think the state could gain between $20 to $30 million if the agencies voluntarily offer up reductions in their current budgets. So that's the question posed to the governor's budget director, Dan Villa. Will they?
What the legislature is doing is coming in with a hatchet as opposed to a scalpel to try to fix a one-time revenue glitch in fiscal 16 as we're projecting strong growth in the next 2 years.
Are you basically saying that the executive agencies are not going to cooperate?
We will absolutely cooperate. We'll make sure that the legislature understands the cuts that they've that we have proposed and the ramifications of their irresponsible and unnecessary cuts.
Thursday's work session will be a first test of the ability of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to work together, and it will test the relationship between the Republican-controlled legislature and the Democratic Bullock administration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capital.